Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA and KRLS as we do our year-in-review for Indianola High School, looking back on 2023. The Indians High School Activities Department can look back on 2023 with pride as multiple teams would compete amongst and prove themselves the best in the state. The Indians began the year with multiple appearances in the state championship wrestling round, with senior Bowen Downey passing 150 career wins and breaking through in Class 3A where he finished as runner-up. Downey entered the state meet as the number 2 seed at 120 and cruised through the first three rounds, winning with a bye, 16-7, and then 7-0 in the quarterfinals. Downey had to mount a comeback in the semis, but would eventually win 13-10 to set up a number 1 versus number 2 matchup on Championship Saturday. Downey and opponent Koufax Christensen from Waukee Northwest were scoreless heading into the third period, and Downey briefly took a 1-0 lead. However, a takedown put Christensen up 2-1, and that score held till the final buzzer. Downey finishes his Indianola career with 2 third-place finishes and 1 second-place finish at the state meet. It was another 2 state titles for Indianola boys swimmer Isaiah Picard at the Iowa High School Boys State Swimming Meet last winter, as Picard won first place in the para 100 free and para 50 free. He took home gold with a time of 145.78 seconds in the 100 and 43.48 seconds in the 50. He adds 2 more first place finishes in his career after earning 2 in 2022. Indianola sophomore Vicky Andrews earned a spot in the Class 3A State Bowling Individual Tournament, bowling for Des Moines Lincoln, and qualified to the bracket stage, earning the second seed with a pin total of 708 after 3 rounds. Andrews had a close first-round matchup, winning 248-244. However, things got easier as she advanced to the finals with a 234-178 victory in the semifinals before taking home the gold with a 245-193 win over the 1 seed. Andrews said after the victory, she is just a sophomore and the goal doesn't change.
I wasn't nervous. I was determined. I was very, very confident in knowing I can win and knowing that I had the abilities to take first, and I did.
Moving on to the spring, the Indianola boys and girls track and field teams had good showings at the Class 4A State Track and Field Meet, which included multiple top 3 finishes. Then sophomore Kendall McDaniel threw a 40 even in the shot put to place second, and she said she hadn't been able to hit it all season long, but was able to do it at state, which meant it was a big moment.
It was so exciting. I've been working for it all year. That's been my goal all year. I'm just so excited I finally hit it.
Logan Piper followed up his impressive junior campaign by cutting his time from his 400-meter hurdles and finished in third place in Class 4A. Moving on to the summer, the Indianola softball team had an up-and-down season, making the regional finals, where they eventually fell to a state champion Winterset. One of the season highlights included a doubleheader sweep of Norwalk on the road, winning 12-4 and 2-1. The baseball team went 28-10 on the season, and they said goodbye to some of the senior stalwarts, including 4-year starters Brady Blake and Bennett Brick, who go down as some of the best all-time players in a storied program history.
The 3-2. Takes it the other way down the right field line. Tailing foul, and no, lands in fair territory. Rockholt's going to round second. He's going to try and score. The throw comes into second, and we're tied at 1 apiece. An RBI double from Brady Blake as he sticks a double down the first baseline. Line drive out into center field. Falls in for a base hit, and Bennett Brick gets his 4th run batted in of the doubleheader. And Indianola takes a 1-0 lead.
The fall was where Indianola volleyball vaulted their way to the Class 4A state championship match. The team was undefeated throughout Little Hawkeye Conference regular season and tournament and competed amongst the best in the state in Class 4A and 5A, only dropping a single set in conference play. After cruising through their regional qualifier to go to the state meet, the Indians found themselves down 2-1 in both the quarterfinals against Marion and semifinals against Lewis Central, but would prevail in the 5th set and qualify for a chance at a state championship.
Weber blocked back, and Indianola blocks it back in the advance! 15-9 over Marion in a comeback! Trailing 2-1, they win set 4 and set 5, and they advance to the semifinals.
Wow.
Wednesday at 12:25. Roenfeld tips it back up. Haverman hits it
out.
And Indianola bring on the Lancers. They qualify to the Class 4A state championship match. A 15-10 win in 5 sets over Lewis Central.
The Indians eventually fell to North Scott in the championship round. The Indianola girls cross country team in 2023 fall qualified to the state meet, where in the Class 4A girls race they took 12th with a team score of 266. Leading the way for the Indians was senior Gracie Foster, who claimed an all-state spot by finishing in 7th place. She completed the course in 18 minutes 17.1 seconds, which broke the previous school record by 3 seconds. Hadley Erickson and Jordan Brown were the second and third place finishers for Indianola. And the boys' wrestling team capped off 2023 with a win at the Battle of Waterloo. The boys' wrestling team advanced to the championship round, going 3-0 in bracket play. They defeated Clear Lake, then sent down Ankeny in the bracket semifinals, before taking down Cedar Rapids Prairie in the bracket finals, winning 51-21. In the championship bracket, Indianola started off with an upset win over number 2 Bettendorf, 36-32, then defeated number 11 Linmar, 34-26, finally defeating Class 2A number 1 Osage, 49-20. Great things are ahead for 2024. We await them all and wish Indianola the best of luck. More on today's Lely Radio Sports page after this on KNIA and KRLS.